What is the general mood of the people of Finland about the possibility of war in Iraq?
I think there has been a tremendous change in that attitude, which is partly also wondering me. After 11/9, I think the United States has never been so popular in Scandinavia and in Finland that it was immediately after the 11/9 attack. There was an enormous solidarity towards the United States and American people after this brutal and inhuman attack against innocent people in New York. But now, a little bit more than 1.5 years later, there has been an important change in the attitude. What you now see on TV, even here in the United States, big demonstrations against war with a strong anti-American attitude. An important change has also happened in the attitude about the possible NATO membership of our country. There are a lot of important politicians who have more than 10 years tried to make Finland member of NATO. And actually, the popularity of NATO was at a while up to more than 30% of Finnish people supported NATO membership. But the first important change in the public opinion happened in 1999 after the Yugoslavian war. Then the popularity of the NATO membership went down to about 20%. But now the most recent polls indicate that the support of NATO membership is down to 15%, and almost 70% of people are against NATO membership. I think, and most press views, press reports, and political commentaries agree with me if I say that as a member of NATO, Finland should take part in the war against Iraq. And with a long tradition of neutrality, most Finns don't accept this kind of foreign policy, which Finland should take part if we were a member of NATO. I think that this threat of war has made it more and more difficult to make Finland member of NATO.
Has your government been pressured in any way to be part of NATO?
NATO officials have said that if Finland sends an application to be member of NATO, our country would be very welcome in NATO. And if you take a look at the map, you can easily understand what's the reason. We have 1,500 kilometers common border with Russia. But actually, NATO has not been very active in trying to get Finland member of NATO. My personal view is that there are more and more pressure in Finland and certain conservative politicians which are trying to make Finland member of NATO.
Was there a peace demonstration in Helsinki when the other cities had one recently?
Yes, and actually, it was the biggest peace demonstration for decades in Helsinki. Actually, the Finnish peace movement was very weak at the end of 1980s and the 1990s. But the threat of war actually gave more power to the peace movement in Finland, and even official police and press reports indicate that demonstrations against the war in Iraq was the biggest demonstration for the last 15 or 20 years ever arranged in Finland.
Where does Finland get its energy resources?
Finland is one of the main users of nuclear energy. About 30 to 35% of our energy comes from nuclear power stations. The second most important source of energy is oil, of course, and oil is coming both from the Middle East and from Russia. Of course, a situation of war is dangerous for a country like Finland, which, especially during wintertime, is almost totally dependent on foreign oil resources. Remember that our country is on the polar circle. We have a very cold and long winter. We are, in that way, very dependent on oil and oil resources. I think that this is one of the reasons why the economy in my country is also very cautious about this possible war, even though no one in Finland love Saddam Hussein. Everybody knows what kind of guy he is and what he has done. But I think that the common attitude is that let the Iraqis solve this question among themselves.
Are the Finnish people concerned that the United States is trying to conquer the Middle East for its oil and could then harm Finland's ability to have what it needs?
If you take a look at the Finnish press and listen to radio and watch TV, I think that there's a mix in this question. Some people think that oil and oil resources are the main reason for the possible war, but then there are some people also who think that the main reason is that the world has changed so much and Russia is very weak and the United States is the only leading power in the world and in the global system, and this war may be needed to show for the whole world that the United States is the one and only leading country in the world, and in this case political reasons may be even more important than economical reasons for the possible war.
Is there something in Finnish history and Finnish culture which lends an attitude of more favorable towards peace than militarism?
Finland has suffered two wars during the World War II, and actually our country was close to occupation of Russia in 1940 and 1944. Since World War II, our country accepted neutrality as the main way of our foreign policy, and it was very widely accepted among the people to save the independence of our country. I think this and the sufferings during World War II are the main reasons why Finland still seems to support neutrality instead of military alignment.